They're known as some of the original recyclers. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association is a sponsor of the Business News Hour. With members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, delivering ag parts to farmers and ranchers. NTPDA.com.
Welcome back to Inside on Business, the News Hour. Grateful that you are with us again today. And as we do each and every weekend, we check in with Jeff Pitts, the managing editor of City View Magazine, talking about stuff to do this weekend into next week. Jeff, welcome back. Good to have you here.
Good to be here, Michael.
All
good
right.
To hear your voice.
Yeah, there you go, baby. There you go. How are things?
No one's called me baby in a while.
It's Iowa. I can do that. It's okay, man. So I suspect City View has got some things on the calendar that all of us in the greater Des Moines, Iowa metro can look forward to this weekend into next week. What do you got?
We've got some things.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah,
you ready
go.
To go? Diving right in?
Yeah, jump.
All right. Mainframe Studios, second Friday of the month is tonight, 4 to 8. This is where you come. It's a shopping event. Due to COVID, you do have to RSVP online. But the theme of this thing is the Vinyl Cup.
Oh.
Vinyl Cup Records is putting on music, drinks, inviting friends, and they're celebrating Van Halen's 1984 release date. What's the album? Doesn't say the album.
But oh, well. Mainframe, kind of Friday night.
Yes.
Okay.
It's also David Bowie's birthday.
There you go. Hey, what else would we want, right?
So Mainframe Studio, everyone knows what that is. There's like a bajillion artists in residence there, right, or whatever. And so you can come shop through all kinds of different things. Glass blowing. Duffy's got a thing there. Cartoonist, paintings, beads, the whole nine.
And don't forget your makeup at Kelsey Zeman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, makeup artists.
I know.
Photographers.
I'm into it.
There's like every kind of art that's done is done there.
Nice.
Speaking of art, Des Moines Art Center opens a new gallery tonight called Human/Nature.
Oh.
Judith Schachter's stained glass art is organized by curatorial manager Laura Burkhalter.
Thank you, Laura.
Yeah.
All right. Human Nature, Des Moines Art Center.
Should be something.
Yeah. And it goes, you know, for a while, too. Not just open on Friday, but, I mean, this is the start of, I'm sure, a long run of something like this, yes?
Yeah, this goes through May,
yeah,
May 2nd.
There you go.
Yep. So, yep. Right. And, yeah, should be good. Bucks play tonight at Wells Fargo Arena. I think one of their last games, maybe the last game at Wells Fargo Arena, although I'm not sure that's set in stone. They play in the Lincoln Stars.
Hate them.
Starts at 6 p.m. This is Saturday, tomorrow.
Oh, this is Saturday?
This is Saturday, yep.
Okay, all right.
Also Saturday, Des Moines Community Playhouse. If you're missing being around theater people, the Playhouse is having a theater game night, and this is on Saturdays through January, starting this Saturday, January 9th, starting at 7 o'clock. Offers a chance to gather with others in the theater community to play theater games.
Hmm.
Create zany scenes.
Zany scenes.
Oh. And socialize. It's a weekly get together facilitated by Melissa Chavez Miller and Robin Sparr.
Nice.
Get your theater fix and support the Playhouse.
There you go. Yeah. Gather with
you ever do any acting?
Every day. Every single stinking day. My mother, may she rest in peace, always said, Michael, you should have been an actor. And I say, Mom, I am an actor. Everything. Every day.
So, amen. Amen. My whole life is acting.
That's it.
Also Saturday, sushi rolling and sake tasting class at the Gas Lamp. Learn techniques and skills to roll your own or several different types of sushi.
Sushi and sake.
Have you ever rolled sushi?
No, I've never rolled sushi. I have a feeling that should I ever partake of sushi, that would probably roll my stomach over. I'm just not. No, I'm not.
Oh, you've never had sushi?
No.
Really?
No, I've never had sushi. I have no desire to have sushi. Sake's a whole different thing. But, yeah, seaweed and no, tuna, no, no, rice, no, no, uncooked, not me. That's why they have fire.
So that's the reason, huh?
That's it. So gas lamp, they're going to be doing sushi and sake on Saturday night, right?
Saturday night, starting at 7.
Got it.
You know what Sunday is?
Sunday, actually, Sunday at Detroit Dragways. Take Sibley to Dick's. Drive to my... No, I don't. I don't know what... That's the old commercial from...
Gun Show.
Oh, wow. Really?
Midwest Arms Collector Show. Not just guns. Knives, ammo.
All right.
Signs at the event center. Anything you need for hunting and fishing will be on sale.
I can maybe go down there and get my bazooka. Need that,
you haven't done that yet?
No, I go to these gun shows, every single stinking one of them, and I go in there, you know, wearing my Confederate flag, of course, and I go in there, and I say, hey, come on, you got a bazooka? They look at me.
They still call them bazookas. They still make a bazooka.
Sure they do. I don't know.
Is that a brand name?
Bubblegum. Anyway, yeah, so gun show. Sunday.
Is that German bazooka?
I don't know. Have to look that one up.
I'm going to have to look that up. Sunday, Iowa men's basketball. They host Minnesota in a rematch of an early season loss. They take on the Gophers, who beat Iowa at their place a couple weeks ago. Now this game will be in Carver. It's number 5 Iowa versus number 16 Minnesota. This is a big one. 1:30 p.m.
1:30 Sunday.
Tip-off.
All right.
Could be something.
Could be.
Iowa. I mean, they're on the cusp of maybe being really good.
Well, it's about time.
Just feels like they're just, you know, they just need to improve a little bit. But anyway, speaking of good at basketball, Drake men have not lost yet this year.
Wow.
And they play Sunday at home against Loyola. So that's
at the Knapp Center.
5:30 p.m. at the Knapp Center. They play again the next day at 6 p.m. at the Knapp Center.
Wow. Wow.
They have not lost. They're undefeated. I think it's their best start in school history.
Good for them.
So, yeah, they got it turned around over there.
Got to call Dolph Pulliam and see what he says about all this.
Is he still doing the radio?
I don't know. You know, I've known Dolph for decades. I don't know. But
he used to do like a Saturday morning?
Yeah.
TV show.
Perhaps, yeah. Seems yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah. He was on that Final Four team for Drake.
Correct.
Wow. Ankeny Community Theater next week, or Sunday, I should say, is hosting an event called An Adult Evening of Shel Silverstein.
Oh.
6:30 p.m. The Book of Will by Laura Gunderson. Well, oh, that's the next one. All right, so this one they'll be doing readings from the Shel Silverstein at 6:30 p.m.
You know, Shel Silverstein was an amazing writer. He was every month. He was featured in Playboy.
Really?
Oh yeah, yeah.
I did not know that.
Oh yeah, he goes. Yeah, he went back along. I mean, 50s, 60s, 70s. You know, he was. Shel Silverstein, big name. So yeah. Regular in Playboy. I know because I just read the articles.
never would have guessed that.
Yeah, see what you learn here?
Links to both shows, which are free, can be found through the Ankeny Community Theater website.
Got it.
I already mentioned Drake play on Monday, the basketball, which and Sunday. So Monday... or any time this month, actually, you can write a poem.
Oh, yeah?
And enter it in the Iowa Poetry Lyrical Iowa Poetry Contest from the Iowa Poetry Association.
Well, you see, you can go to Ankeny and get your Shell Silverstein on, and then
then
nail.
Take that inspiration.
Right. I like it.
Write it down. Send it in. Iowa Poetry Association. You can find them online. And they publish a book, All the Winners. It's kind of a big deal, but neat. They feature like 300 poems in a book every year. Wow. So all Iowans.
There you go. I should do that.
You should.
I should, yeah.
I wrote a story about a couple winners a couple months ago.
Nice.
It's a fun thing.
Jeff Pitts, ladies and gentlemen, City View Magazine. We're talking about stuff to do in the greater Des Moines Metro.
Yes, we are. Right. How about this?
Yeah.
We might have talked about this before, but I'm bringing it up again. Animal Rescue League of Iowa all month. Gourmet apples.
We talked about this last time, and we talked about how our Miss Yofi, my dog, could not have those treats because she has on a special diet, of course, but the other four dogs could lap that up.
So they sell apples for dogs and apples for humans, both.
Very nice.
Dipped apples in chocolate and caramel.
Yum, yum.
Yum, that sounds good. Yeah. I could definitely go for a chocolate dipped apple right now.
Boy, wouldn't it be nice? Yeah, I'm in.
Let's see. Another ARL event, Coloring with Kittens, is Wednesday next week. Starts at 6 p.m. Enjoy a family-friendly evening of relaxation and be immersed in a coloring book while enjoying hot cocoa.
There you go. A little coloring, a little cocoa, a little cat.
Yes, adorable kittens will be on hand to meet and possibly...
Possibly, yeah.
Take home.
There you go.
If your heart says so. Any cats in your house, Michael?
No.
Here's your chance.
No. Mm-mm. Nope. The farm is full.
Meow.
Farm is full. Yeah, my bride has a brother out in the Carolinas someplace, and they are foster failures. So they foster dogs, you know, and they always fail because they end up adopting them themselves.
Right.
And that's exactly where we would be if we did any of that fostering stuff. We would be absolute foster failures. And as it is, you know.
The best kind of failure.
Yeah. Chores around here every morning take an hour as it is.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. It's just like when I was back on the farm feeding cattle and milking, you know.
How many animals in the house?
Six. And then,
that's not bad.
Well, then several outside, you know, with the chickens.
Right, the chickens.
Yeah, so
those are for eggs.
Yeah, right. They haven't laid an egg for 2 years. But we keep feeding them. Mm-hmm.
Last but not least, Thursday is open mic night at Teehee's Comedy Club. Sign-ups at 7. Show starts at 8. If you feel like creating and performing or just watching, there you go.
There you go. So my pick is we go to the Shel Silverstein thing in Ankeny.
Yep.
Write a poem, an acerbic poem, by the way, and then show up at Teehee's on Thursday and deliver it. What do you think?
Might be something. Yeah. I think the Ankeny thing might be online only. But,
okay. Well,
we'll watch it and then...
Then create the play or the poem and then go perform at Teehee's. I think, we got this. We got the week locked down. After I buy my bazooka.
And a cat.
No cat. Kid. All right. Meow. Jeff Pitts, ladies and gentlemen. He's the managing editor of City View Magazine. We have taken out about 14 minutes of your time that you'll never get back. But you learned stuff about all kinds of things going on in the Des Moines Metro. Jeff, thanks so much for doing
this. Thank you, Michael.
All right. Jeff Pitts, ladies and gentlemen, the managing editor of City View Magazine. We got to get out of here. It is nigh on to the weekend. Thanks so very much for listening. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Champ Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodland of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Jeff Pitts, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.